It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in Southeast Nebraska and Northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSD Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
District football action tonight on Sunny 101.3. Seglinski Field is where we will be tonight for the Mound City Panthers hosting the East Atchison Wolves. Both teams come in with a record of 4-5 on the year. Earlier this season, Mound City got the better of East Atchison at Seglinski Field. And again, they have now won 3 out of their last 4, while East Atchison has also been winning more regularly of late. Teams are getting healthier as we get later into the season. I had a chance to visit with Aaron Barron, the head coach of East Atchison, and with Taylor Sandiford, head coach of the Mound City Panthers. You will hear those interviews coming up, beginning after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
It's time to talk football with Coach Aaron Barron of the East Atchison Wolves. Last week, the Wolves took on the squad from South Holt, picked up a win there. Coach, fourth win of the year, 54-35. Get that final one of the regular season. Your kids got things going here a little bit now. You won 3 of the last 4. Things looking up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We had senior night on Friday, and that's always it's good and tough. You know, you spend a lot of time with these guys, and it's kind of the culmination of their high school career, getting to be honored on that senior night. So we always hope and like to play well on those nights and send those guys off the right way. And I was really proud of how our guys fought through and played, especially in some different roles. And ironically, we really leaned on our seniors Friday night.
Mm-hmm. And a whole new season begins tonight. It's district time. Everybody's 0-0 now. You're traveling down to Mound City. You played down there once this year. Tell me a little bit about your team going into this ball game tonight.
Yeah, the good thing about playoff time is it doesn't really matter, what kind of struggles you had in the middle of the season or a month ago or even a week ago. Like you said, everybody starts starts back over and resets at zero in the win column, and you know, you win or go home. And you know, with the way the state kind of sets playoffs up, a lot of times these matchups for us are seeing a team a second time around, and you know, they got us that first time over there in Mount City, so you know, we're excited to go over there and try to get one back.
Mount City's kind of a scary team. I've seen them a couple of times this year. They've got a whole bunch of running backs, and you expect that they're going to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball. And all of a sudden, we see them a couple of weeks ago, and they're running out there with four receivers in the pattern. You go, oh my gosh, what are we going to do now?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they've you know, these last few years kind of been able to diversify a little bit their offense when they need to. You know, the first go around, they kind of leaned on us offensively and moved the ball really well on the ground. You know, we let some big plays happen on some third and fourth and longs that were kind of backbreakers on us. And, you know, if you let them get into a rhythm and play with confidence, especially early, you know, they'll kind of similar to a Platte Valley or Nottoway Valley, you know, they'll kind of salt away clock and shorten the game with possessions. And, you know, the first go around that we kind of fell into that a little bit, and they built a lead and just weren't really able to get any footing on offense.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I guess if you would, a couple of keys to the game tonight if things are going well for the Wolves.
Yeah, you know, with some guys playing in some new roles last week and turn around and do it again this week, we got to be able to recognize what they're in up front on offense and get the ball to our guys, take care of the ball, no turnovers. I think last week was the first week we've had in this year and in a while where we had no turnovers and less than four penalties. So that's kind of our recipe, and if we can keep that on track, you know, we feel good about what we're doing. Defensively, I like where we're at right now, health-wise and physicality-wise. So we got to meet the challenge and be disciplined in what we're supposed to be on defense too. And, you know, it should be a fun playoff night.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mount City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
See your local Shelter agent, Scott Lowkemper, at 514 State Street in Mound City. Save the date for the Community Medical Center Health Fair, Tuesday, November 12th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the FCC Learning Center on Billshock Boulevard in Falls City. There'll be health screenings, flu shot, info on CMC hospital services, dental care, memory care support, senior living, pharmacy, Syndica, Head Start, plus Medicare enrollment information, and much more. It's all Tuesday, November 12th, from 4 to 6 p.m., the Community Medical Center Health Fair, taking place at the SCC Learning Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now time to turn our attention to the home squad tonight, the Mound City Panthers, as they have earned their first-round playoff game at home. Coach, let's talk a little bit about this season. 4-5 on the year. I know you'd love to be 9-0 at this point, but if we look back several weeks and the injuries are piling up, the medical list was longer than the starting list there for a couple of games. It seemed like 4-5 and winning three out of the last four games, your team's coming on here at the right time.
Yeah, they are. Our guys have done a good job just getting better each and every week this year. You know, you take out that first loss that we had against Stanbury, and we've lost this four really good opponents there with Worth County, Platte Valley, Nottoway Valley, and Rockport. So our guys just got to continue to do a good job tonight as we go into this game with our physicality.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting kids back. It's a nice problem to have. We talked a little bit last week. It might have been off the air. You've got basically, as far as I know, all of your backs back. So you have a few options in there, and now kind of a, I won't call it a headache, but it's a nice problem to have. Who's going to play and when?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one thing we've focused on all week, is making sure that we're rotating guys in there when we need to during practice, just to make sure that we're ready for Friday, and just to make sure that we're keeping guys fresh during the game tonight as the game goes on.
And we talked a little bit about it last week with Henry Smith, your freshman quarterback. He's still a freshman. He won't be after whatever game is the last one of the season for Mount City. Then he'll be a sophomore, basically. But his confidence, I've watched him over several steps. We've seen him through the year. As I remember, I think it was East Atchison. Maybe he got his first start back in the regular season, game he won. But every week I see him, it looks like he's a little more confident back there.
Absolutely he is. You know, he's done a great job for us this year. He does a really good job back there just controlling the offense and managing it. But as you said, he's gained a lot of confidence throughout this year, and he keeps getting better each and every week.
I remember, and you might or might not chuckle with this, the Mound City quarterback bootleg around the right side. I've been watching that same play now for, I've seen it like 20 years. When he ran that first game as a starter against East Atchison, not necessarily maybe his favorite play. Didn't look like he was real confident running it. Saw him last time a couple of weeks ago, ran that thing like he'd been doing it all his life.
Yeah, you know, that's a play that we've had in the playbook for, as you said, 20 years. And, yeah, that first game that he started, wasn't super confident with it. Just things happen a little bit quicker at the high school, at the varsity level. So he wasn't, you know, getting things around there with his fakes and getting through the holes like we'd like to see. But he's really done a good job of learning through practice and games, just experience-wise, of figuring out where that hole is and how fast we got to hit it.
Now, you beat East Atchison the first time around, 42-20, I think, was the score. And it was a game of big plays, if I recall, for both teams. You expect something like that again tonight?
Yeah. That's one thing, you know, we've talked on this week. We got to eliminate the big plays, you know, kind of make them drive the ball against us. And then, you know, offensively for us, we need to block to the whistle. So, you know, those plays that are going for 5, 6, 7 yards and the safety's making a tackle, we need to make sure that we're getting every block done, so, you know, it can be a big play.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they're a team that's also getting healthy, getting players back, so they're going to kind of be at full strength. It'll be nice when you look back on this game at some point and say, well, everybody was at full strength. Whoever wins, you didn't beat a team that just didn't have any players left.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's always nice for any team, you know, to be at the end of the season as healthy as they can be.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks, John.
Back to the rest of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Ritter, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Something that affects us all, our bone and joint health. Whether you're hitting the gym, working hard on the farm, or just staying active, taking care of your bones and joints is key to staying mobile and pain-free. At Nemaha County Hospital, they've got expert care for everything from arthritis to joint injuries and even post-surgery rehab. Their physical therapy team is ready to help you keep moving and regain strength. Learn more about keeping your bones and joints healthy by calling our therapy department. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Seglenski Field. It is time for us to get the Missouri Heatman District underway here in District number 6. Mound City Panthers coming in here as a number 3 seed in this district. The number 4 seed, they take on East Edge, the number 5 seed. The winner moves on to play next week against top seed Rockport at Rockport next Friday evening. Tonight, a rematch of a game played several weeks ago, which Mound City won the ball game and fairly handily, and we will find out more about that as the night goes on. I'm John Nix, along with Troy Nelson here tonight. Let's go. Troy, another beautiful night for high school football.
We were saying this on the ride over here for November 1st. This weather is incredible. Beautiful night.
Now, we're going to have the teams introduced here to the crowd on hand. Then we'll have the coin toss coming up here. While they're doing all their pregame festivities out here, we're going to take a look at the offensive starters tonight. First of all, for the visitors from East Atchison, for Coach Aaron Behrens, he will go tonight with this group up front. T. Johnson, a 225-pound junior. In the middle is Bo Peregrine, a 240-pound junior. He'll be the center. And Gabe Harms, the other guard, a 185-pound senior. Several players at ends at various times, including Luke Gibbards, a 150-pound freshman, and Knox Oswald, a 150-pound freshman. We will see Cameron Kephart, a 190-pound senior in there tonight. Cameron Brooks, we can see him in the backfield. We can see him at the end tonight. He's a 150-pound senior. The quarterback is Owen DeRozier, a 175-pound senior tonight. Gavin Urban in the backfield, a 145-pound junior. River Dow is a 165-pound senior. He'll be back there tonight as well for the East Atchison Wolves this evening. They're coached by Baron Behrens and ready to go here in this one tonight for the Mound City, or for the East Atchison offense. For the Panthers and Coach Taylor Stanford tonight on the offensive side, we will go up front. John Gard, Eddie Gard, 185-pound sophomore. In the center position, 240-pound sophomore, Kate Gillenwater. The other guard, Scott Manley, 180-pound sophomore. Three sophomore starters up there, and they're just getting better all the time. We'll also see Jacob Hall in there, a senior for Mound City along that offensive line at various times in tonight's ballgame. At the end, Grady Knapp. Grady will be in there tonight as well for the Mound City Panthers. I've lost my program here.
Uh-oh.
Knapp is a get the right stuff here. Grady is he at? Number 41. There he is. Grady is just a freshman. The other end, August Meadows. August Meadows for the Panthers. He is coming in here as a senior tonight for Mound City. In the backfield, a quarterback, freshman Henry Smith, and we will see several running backs work through the game tonight. Kane Durr is a 160-pound senior, powerful, fast, explosive back. Creighton Ralph is back, 140-pound junior. He is explosive as well. And also into tonight's game is Chauncey Brown, 180-pound junior for the Mound City Panthers. So that's what we got coming up as far as the starters in tonight's ball game. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff coming up in this game, Mound City and East Atchison on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Seglinski Field. We have had the coin toss, and the officials are headed to their positions, and we will be ready to go here in this ball game tonight. And the action going here between Mound City and East Atchison in this ball game this evening.
Mound City won that toss, John, and they elected to take the ball.
Excellent. Doing the kicking for East Atchison should be Tate Johnson, big number 50, 225-pound junior. I think that's who's standing there as we look at it. The field runs north and south. The wind.
Not much.
No wind. That's when the flag just had draped straight down the flagpole. A few minutes ago, what breeze there was coming across the field from the east to the west a little bit. Mound City will have their deep end stand back around the 10-yard line. I believe that'll be Creighton Route back there. Here's the kick, and he's having to give ground, and the ball hits in the end zone, and he'll retrieve it back there at the end line. Mound City will have it first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line to start their first drive of tonight's ball game. So, let's see. Got to pick a color here. Mound City will make them blue tonight. Their own 15, 12 minutes up on the clock. It's Missouri 8-man football tonight, district action. The winner moves on to play Rockport next week. The team that comes up on the short side tonight, they check in the equipment and start to think about the round ball or wrestling coming up here in another week or so. Split back formation for Mound City from the 15-yard line. Smith turns. He'll give the ball straight ahead and a push out across the 15 to about the 18-yard line for the first man headed up through there that time. That was Kane Durr on the carry. Little lot of room, not a lot there, Troy.
Right. Tatum Johnson, one of the white jerseys to hit him first for East Atchison.
We may just see lots of running tonight. We may not see a whole lot of passes in the air in this ballgame. turn, and Smith's going to give it off this time, running the left side and cutting out across the 20 to the 22 or 23 that time for the Panthers. Figure out which backs are in there. Okay. Ralph is just now coming into the ball game, so that was Brown, I believe, on the carry. And we'll bring up third down and two as he ends up picking up about 5 yards.
Bo Peregrine and Cameron Kephart working together.
So third and two, man in motion going across. Smith going to keep it, coming around the right side. Got a block, got a first down. Cuts outside and out across the 30 into the 35. And we have them stopping the clock. The official lost his hat. You know, flag, he just lost his hat. Wonder why they stopped the clock on the first down, I guess. So Mound City will move it from the 23 out to the 35-yard line, a 12-yard pickup for Henry Smith on the third down play. That's a nice run by the freshman quarterback.
Tatum Johnson, Jr., getting an open field tackle there for the Wolves.
Near right side hash mark, Mound City going left to right toward the south end zone. Turn, toss the ball back, and it's Chauncey Brown around the end on the right side. He'll be the midfield tackle there. They're going to give him yardage to the 39 of East Atchison to pick up a 6.
Junior Gavin Irvine, again, shoestring tackle there, solo.
Coach Stanford's favorite game within a game, as you've heard me and him talk about a number of times, is keep away. If we keep the ball, they can't score for the most part. Second and 4, same right side hash mark. You're in the 10-minute mark of this first quarter. And Smith going to keep it, boot to the right side. He'll be good for a first down to the 34, we call him the 35-yard line. He'll be right at the marker. Aaron, let's see what they say. Yep, got it. Needed 4, and he got 4, Troy.
Carter Wendland and Bo Peregrine working together to get that tackle.
So Mount City has moved the chains twice here in the early going of this ball game. Ball stays on the near right side. Smith looks over the defense, 3 down linemen, and then a little umbrella. The ball is dropped on the snap, and it's going to be a loss of about a yard on the play as the Panthers had a little trouble handling the snap back to Smith that time. It'll bring up 2nd down and 11.
Senior Cameron Kephart getting in the backfield and getting that tackle.
So the snap is dropped, but the ball remains with Mound C. Now 2nd down and 11. At the East Atchison Wolves, 36-yard line. Turn, toss it back. Durr running the left side. He gets around the corner. He's got a chunk, and he is spun out of bounds on the East Atchison sideline over there. He'll be inside the 30 to the 34-yard line. That will bring up a 3rd down and about 4 to go as he picks up 7.
Owen DeRozier, the senior, shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline.
3rd down, call it 4. Move the ball to the left side of the field on the hash mark. Back split. Smith, bootleg to the right side. Turns the corner, hit around the legs and drop. Falls forward, and if that official on that side marks it, it's a first down. And I think he's going to get it. Yep, he did. Got exactly what he needed again.
Carter Wendland, Jr., coming in from behind and catching him and dropping him. But again, like you said, he fell forward enough for the first down.
So now the Panthers marching it down the field. They've taken over 3 minutes off the clock here, picked up 3 first downs. First and 10 at the 25 of the Wolves. Turn and give up the middle and cutting out to the outside and moving up the field again. Chauncey Brown, 180-pound junior, inside the 20-yard line. He'll be down to the 17-yard line, pickup of 8.
We have that time Tatum Johnson and Owen DeRozier working together to get the tackle.
2nd down, 2 now at the 17 of the Wolves. Mound City has had things going pretty well here, just starting that little bobbled snap they lost a yard on. And now it's Smith. He looks. He wants to throw. He lobs for the end zone, and it is knocked away. Good defensive play. A Panther in, fell on the football, picks it up like, here, Mr. Official, I caught it. But they said, no, we're too good for that.
He did a good job trying to sell the official there. But again, great coverage there by Owen DeRozier for the Wolves. Incomplete.
Hey, you know, we don't have replay in high school football.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Referee had to turn his head or something, you never know. 3rd down and a deuce here for Mound City. From the 17, the back split. Smith calls and hands it off. Chauncey Brown rolls straight ahead inside the 15 and the 14. First down, Mound City Panthers.
That time for the Wolves is Gabe Harms getting the tackle.
First and 10 now down to the 14-yard line for Mound City. The wind does pick up, kicking across the field now from the east to the west toward our face here in the press box. Now we've got an official timeout. Get the chain set over there on the far side. There we go. Smith under center calls the count. He'll turn and he'll give it off. Trying to get to the outside and nowhere to go. Creighton Ralph that time. He's the speed guy, and he tried to get outside, and a good defensive effort there by the Wolves.
Yep, your defensive end, Gabe Harms, doing his job and making that play get strung to the sideline, and Owen DeRozier getting the tackle.
He's going to end up losing four on the play, nearly five. Clock says second and 15. I got no reason to argue with him.
Yeah.
Second down 15, the ball back now at about the 17.5, we'll call it the 18-yard line. Spread set, two receivers either side, motion man across, and quarterback going to keep it around the right side. Got a block, gets the 15, the 10, 5, and pushed out of bounds. Inside the 5 at the 3-yard line, should be good for a Panther first down.
Yeah, Tatum Johnson again, shoving him out of bounds for the saving touchdown.
15-yard pickup for the Panther freshman quarterback. Nice, nice play there. Got a good kickout block down there, Troy.
Yeah.
So Mound City is going to hold the ball for at least 5 minutes here as we're nearing the 7-minute mark of this first quarter. Turn, give the ball off, and running straight ahead and up near the goal line is going to be Kane Durr. Kane, the senior, is stopped, and he'll be down to the one inside the 1 yard line to pick up a 2, we'll call it.
Whole bunch of white jerseys there hitting them at the line of scrimmage, but again, most of them Tatum Johnson and Owen DeRozier.
You got you're like a broken record.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes, though. That's the way it goes on defense sometimes. All right, for a second and goal. Toss the ball out, running the right side, and in for the touchdown goes Panthers here. Kane Durr from a yard away in Mound City with a terrific opening drive here tonight. They go 65 yards to open the game and get the touchdown with 6:24 to go in the first quarter. They use up nearly half of the first quarter. 15 plays, 65-yard drive. Oh,
yeah.
My. Didn't get much better than that. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Put the quarterback in the gun, two receivers either side of the field, and a motion man coming across is Brown. They tried to toss it to him, coming around in their quarterback was Creighton Ralph, and that ball ended up on the ground. No good on the extra point. 6-0 Mound City. We're back in. Wait a minute, do we have a flag?
Mound City started to come to the sideline, and coach said, nope, turn around and go back. Referees are talking something over down there on the 3-yard line.
Okay, a procedure call against Mound City, so they will decline that, and that will be 6-0. All right, 6-0 Mound City back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Oh, while you were hearing that message from our sponsors, they replayed the down because of a procedure call against Mound City before the snap. Mound City tried the same play with coming around from the right end, Chauncey Brown. They tossed him the ball. He hopped for all he was worth and just couldn't get to the goal line that time, so it does remain 6-0. So we will tell you that our scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
All right, so with 6:24 left in the first quarter, a one-yard run by Chauncey Brown capped that 15-play, 65-yard drive, and as you just heard, two-point conversion failed. Mound City leads 6-0.
All right, ready to kick it off will be the Mound City Panthers. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Implement. They also serve you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. So here we go. 6-0 Mound City. Ready to boot the ball away will be Chauncey Brown, one of the deep men. Well, let's see. Thought I saw a different number back there than what I've got on my chart. Going to Roser and Cameron Brooks are the men I expected to be back there deep. They're standing around their own 10-yard line. And it's an end-over-end kick, and it comes down to the 9-yard line, back up the field, 15, 20, 25. That's going to be DeRozier. He's got room on the sideline, pushed out of bounds across midfield all the way down to the Mound City 38-yard line. That's a good way to get momentum back after you give up a long drive.
Chauncey Brown shoving him out of bounds there. But, again, he did cross midfield, and they're going to spot the ball right around 38, 39.
So 6:17 to go in the first quarter. First chance for the Wolves to get their hands on the ball here tonight. Starting quarterback tonight, Owen DeRozier, 175-pound senior. It's 8-man Missouri district football tonight. Split a man wide to the right side. I believe that'll be Brooks out there. Shotgun set. Two backs in the backfield. Snap it back, and DeRozier's going to keep it, run the right side. And he was the concern for the Mound City coaching staff. They say he runs the ball really well. He'll move the ball down to the Mound City 34-yard line, pick up 4 on first down for Owen DeRozier.
A lot of purple jerseys hitting him, but again, Scott Manley finally the one bringing him down for the tackle.
Gavin Irvin is one of the backs. Shotgun set again. Man split wide to the right on 2nd and 5. Handoff coming around is going to be Irvin. He'll be hit. He'll spin away from a tackler at the 30-yard line, taking out of bounds and around the 28-yard line of Mound City.
Yeah, doing a great job breaking one tackle. But Grady Knapp and Scott Manley working together to shove him out of bounds.
It's going to bring up 3rd and 1. Are we going to measure? No,
nope.
First down. He got it. Okay. Say, boy, I thought he had plenty there. He got down to the marker. And it's first down for East Atchison at the Mound City. 27-yard line, we'll call it. Split man wide right, Brooks. Irvin on the right side. Man behind the quarterback. Owen DeRozier calling the snap count. Turns, he'll give it off. Second man through there that time is going to be River Dow. River Dow pounds his way down to the 25-yard line, a pickup of about 2.
Looked like we had Scott Manley again getting in on the tackle with a little help from his turns. There you go, Grady Knapp.
Second down, 8 to go now for the East Atchison Wolves. Tarkio and Fairfax make up the East Atchison sports teams. Split man wide right, a running back directly to the side of the quarterback, another back behind him. And this time it's going to be a keep for DeRozier. Bounce that he had him. He got away for a second. He'll get forward. He'll squirt up for about maybe a yard, maybe not. Looks like he broke free for a second, but he goes down right where they caught him. No gain.
He kind of broke free of one of the tackles, but your freshman Henry Smith coming up to help out and finish it off.
Mound City is a young football team. You look at who's doing a lot of the playing. They got a lot of youngsters.
9 freshmen on their
roster. So it's well for their future. Moving out wide to the left is Irvin. Got a split man wide to the right and a tight end on the right. Quarterback keeper DeRozier broke a tackle. He's the 20, the 15, the 10, and he is going to go into the end zone. And East Atchison matches with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. That will be a touchdown run of 24 yards. We get a Panther down on the field. So a 24-yard run by Owen DeRozier. And we'll see injured Panther back up on one knee now. Coach Taylor Stanford out there checking on him. That was Coach Tenney out as well. Getting up. He's walking back to the huddle, but now he can't do that.
Nope.
He might have just lost his air there. So now the all-important conversion coming up here for East Atchison Panther that got dinged up there a little bit for Mound City was Scott Manley, sophomore. So he comes off the field. Now Mound City trying to keep this game tied with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. Five plays on that drive, covering 38 yards for East Atchison. Good kickoff return, got him set up. So here we go, DeRozier in the backfield by himself. He is going to run to the right. He's going to push forward, and he is going to be knocked down. He got it.
Oh, he got it.
Real Schull comes in from the far right side, says he got the ball across, and it's 8-6. East Atchison with the lead. We return in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connected. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
3:49 left in the first quarter. 24-yard run by Owen DeRozier. Capped five-play, 38-yard drive. And DeRozier put the two-point conversion in to make it 8-6 East Atchison.
So we come back to live action here, ready to boot it away. Looks like we got a different kicker this time for the Wolves, and it is going to be pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, right at the 25-yard line.
Looked like a little fluttering nine-iron that was mishit.
Mishit. Big time.
Out of bounds it goes at the 26. So, man, that's our first flag of the ball game on a kick out of bounds. Mount City, we get, I believe, at the 35-yard line. The 30?
Well, it went out at 26.
Well, but it goes out, so you get...
Right, so now they got a...
25 yards to kick by 50 yards would be... Well, I didn't get to the 25, so it's going to be at the 31-yard line for Mound City. There we go. Mound City from their own 31-yard line. 3:49 to go here in quarter number one. 8-6 East Atchison with the lead. Turn and a give into the middle for the Panthers there. Quarterback Henry Smith passing that ball off and carrying straight forward is going to be Kane Durr for a short gain of a yard.
Junior Gavin Irvine getting in on the tackle that time for the Wolves.
Clock moving to 3.5. We see a final from up at Auburn. That game over on sister station KTNC. 9-7. The Bulldogs win. They beat O'Neill tonight and advance to the playoffs. Here's the quarterback keeper to the right side, and there's nothing doing this time for Henry Smith, freshman. Might have got back the line of scrimmage. That's it. It's going to bring up third down and long here.
Cameron Kephart, senior for East Atchison, bringing him down with authority.
So it's third down and 9. Clock goes under 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. And out of the ball game comes Henry Smith. That will move in there to the quarterback spot, I believe. Creighton Ralph in the shotgun with two receivers on either side of the field. Man in motion. Fake it. And Ralph's going to keep it. Got away from one man, but they corral him. They caught him around the hips and bring him down right at the line of scrimmage. He made a good run to get away from the first guy, but nothing doing the rest of the way.
Yeah, again, East Atchison stringing it out to the sideline and getting the tackle. There's River Dow.
Now, Mound City facing 4th and 9. Will they kick? Will they punt it from their own 31-yard line? It looks like they will. Chauncey Brown in to kick. Punt it away. Excuse me. Be punting against the wind. He kind of rolls to the side, boots it. Fair catch called for back at the 18-yard line. Good job back there for the Wolves by Owen DeRozier. Mound City doesn't like to punt very often. So that's a victory there for the East Atchison Wolves to get them to punt the ball away. Get them stopped, 8-6 our score, first quarter action, 2:25 to go in the first quarter here at Cyglinski Field tonight. East action at their own. That ball down there, young man.
Yeah, that's what I was
17?
Like, they're taking their time figuring out where to put that ball.
From the 17, or game, fine folks, Missouri State High School Activities Association remind you of good sportsmanship. Always the call to make. DeRozier going to run right. He's picking and choosing where he goes. Ooh, kind of got his leg caught behind him there. Kind of fell funny. He'll be forward for about two on that right side.
I think he tripped over his own offensive lineman and just made it look that awkward the way you saw that, John.
Second and eight. Ball spotted at the 19-yard line now. 8-6 Wolves. They scored on their first drive and got the two-point conversion. Mount Saint scored on their first drive. Did not convert on the two-point try. But that's where we're at. Receiver to the right side. Two running backs in there. DeRozier will hand the ball off. And a little misdirection. Going left and cutting back in the middle is Gavin Furman. And he'll be forward out across the 20 to the 22. And a gain of about three on the play.
Coming up for the tackle that time for Mount City is Kane Durr and Henry Smith.
So big play here for the Mount City defense. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. They've got East Ashton in a third and five situation from the 22.5-yard line. Taking their time in the huddle are the Wolves here. Seems like they've been back in there a long time. Here they break huddle. Two receivers, the count's on by the back judge. And they get the play off. DeRozier going to keep it, runs the right side, gets to the corner, broke a tackle. He's got the first down out across the 30-yard line. Looked like the Panthers might get him corralled, but he moves the ball all the way out to the 32-yard line from the 23, a gain of about 9, almost 10 yards.
Yeah, he did a great job finding the hole over there because, again, Mound City did a great job stringing that out to the sideline and shoving it out of bounds with Scott Manley.
So first down and 10, the ball will be spotted out of the 33-yard line. He's hatched on their own side of midfield here. Clock is stopped at the moment. Bringing receiver wide out here to the left. That's Urban. They'll have receiver wide right as well. Wingman on the right side of the formation. And it's going to be a handoff. Moving to the left side and trying to power run that time. But not much doing that time. Is carrying the football is going to be, who was that? 40? Is that right? I did not see that right. How about River Dow, number 10? Okay.
Yeah, here you go.
There we go.
And on the tackle is John Gard, along with Kane Durr.
No gain on the play. 25 seconds. It looks like they'll get another playoff here before the quarter comes to an end. 20 seconds to go, or they may stay huddled up. Nope, here they come. Second and 10. Split right. Single receiver tied in on the left side. The two backs by the quarterback. And it's a high snap. And the quarterback gets it, and DeRozier going to get the first down. And Morin breaks a tackle at the 35 and caught and drug down all the way down at the Panther 18-yard line. A big run of 20 from he moved from his own 33 down to the 18 of Mound City. 22 and 7, 29 yards, and that is going to end quarter number one, 8-6. East Action with the lead over Mound City. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back here at Seglinski Field in Mound City. It is 8-6. East Atchison with the lead and the ball. First down and 10 to go. Snap it back. Quarterback takes it. Hand the ball straight forward. Going to be River Dow on the carry. And he'll power his way down to the 15 again of about 2 on the play.
Get the tackle there from Mound City. Sophomore John Guard.
So a short gain on the play. I'll make it second down and 8 yards to go here now for East Atchison. Dow with the carry. 84 yards on the ground now for the Wolves. Second down, 8. Bring him in wide right. A little confusion here. Coming out here, Luke Gebhards.
Yep.
Still moving around. Now they're moving him again. They snap the ball back, and timeout call by Coach Aaron Behrens. He is not happy as he comes out to the huddle.
Right.
Timeout East Atchison. They lead it 8-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Sunny 101.3.
11:14 to go in the first half. East Atchison leading 8-6 over Mound City here. Timeout called after the confusion with placement of where the receiver was supposed to be, I guess, for East Atchison. Now they've got a man wide to the right. Snap it. Quarterback will hand it off. River Dow runs the left side. Not much running room there for the senior that time. He'll be knocked down right about the line of scrimmage.
And on the tackle on the far side, junior Cainter, along with sophomore John Guard.
Now, see, he's made a couple of plays to get the Wolves in fairly long situations here, but they've been able to overcome them here so far early in this ball game. Winner moves on to play next Friday in the second round of districts up at Rockport against the top seed in the district. All right, man wide left, man wide right. One set back with the quarterback, and we'll get a wingman tight end position on the right side of the line. And a high snap, hand it off, running the left side again is going to be River Dow. He started up the middle, he tried to cut outside, but the defense got him stopped. It's going to bring up fourth and long.
Kept him in bounds, and the clock is still running. Over on that far sideline, it looks like we have Grady. Oh, that can't be right. Scott Manley getting the tackle.
No gain on the play. Brings up fourth and 8. They're too close to not go for it here. Down to the 14 of Mound City. 10 minutes to go, first half. Split men to either side of the field. One set back. About to think the quarterback's going to keep it here. Back to pass and looking and throwing to the end zone. And it is intercepted by Mound City. The throw by Owen DeRozier, and he threw it into double coverage.
Yep. Again, coming up for that interception was Chauncey Brown.
Chauncey Brown, the man in the right spot at the right time. There's no return, and Mound City will have it first down at their own 3-yard line. That was fourth down, too. He'd have been better off dropping it, but
that's a hard thing
to think about sometimes when you're trying to get him soft. You do it, knock it down, and you don't get it knocked down, then you got a problem.
Right.
So Mound City gets a stop, trailing by 2, bring the ball outside, and oh, my, they're going to lose some yardage here. They come out here on the left side, and the running back that time, Kane Durr, had nowhere to go and was going to lose yardage on the play to bring up second down and 11.
Senior Blake Simmons and senior River Dow getting the tackle.
I'm going to say this possession started at the 60, at their own 2-yard line.
Yeah.
Now they're back to the 1 with the loss of a yard there. First possession, Mount City went right down the field. Now, here they go, and they try to move the ball straight over the left side, and the defense for South Holt is stout right now. Nowhere to go that time for the tailback coming through there, that time carrying the football. I believe it was Brown.
Cameron Kephart coming up and getting the tackle for the Wolves.
So no gain on that play. And it's third down, 11 to go for Mound City here. They need to get something decent here to get out of the way from their goalpost. Timeout, Mound City. They came out in a spread formation. Coach Taylor Sandra calls timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Seglinski Field, Mound City is where we're at tonight on Sunny 101.3. There's 8:43 to go in the first half. Each team scored in their first possession of the ball game. Mound City did not get their two-point convergence, and East Atchison did, giving them an 8-6 lead, and since that time, we've not had another touchdown.
Yeah. Moving the ball pretty well, but just no touchdowns.
Well, Mound City's got a third down and 11, basically at their own 1 or 2 yard line here. Look at the down mark now. I'm going to say it's at about the 2 yard line. So from their 2, third and 11. Second quarter, spread set for the Panthers. Nobody in the backfield with a quarterback. Motion man going across, a blocker, and Smith's got running room. He breaks free, cuts back at the 20, the 25. Oh, and a flag.
Two of them.
He's at midfield. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's going to go, and it's going to come back in all likelihood on either a hold or a block in the back or both.
Oh, man, he got two flags, one at the 16 and one at the 24.
78 yards later, it's all coming back.
But, yeah, he hit that hole on the 2 yard line, and man, he was a burst, and he was through there, and he was gone.
So, the officials, it's going to be a spot foul. Let's see. He's not going to have a first down. They're going to spot the ball, call the spot of the foul about the
20.
14 yard. Oh, well, yeah, about the 19 yard line.
Yeah.
So, the ball will move to the 10. So, he's going to end up with an 8 yard gain on the play. And it'll be third down and 4. Third and 4. All right, in with a play. I see Creighton Ralph in the ball game. And here's that spread set again. Ralph at quarterback this time, I think. Coming across, Ralph going to keep it. He wants to throw. He's going to be wide open. At the 30, the 35, the 40, the race is on. The race is over at the 10-yard line. Touchdown, Mound City.
Hey, no flags.
And who caught the football, Troy?
He
was facing away 25. From me. That was Chauncey Brown on the catch. And that will be a Creighton Ralph to Chauncey Brown touchdown pass of 70 yards. So back-to-back huge plays by the Mound City Panther offense. One of them counted, one of them didn't.
Yeah, one of them counted.
The Mound City takes the lead 12-8 on a four-play, 77-yard drive. Plus 10.
Plus 10, yes.
All right, split the back, two-point conversion. Quarterback Smith looking, throwing. It's intercepted, I'm knocked down. Mount City's 0-for-2 on two-point conversion, but they have a four-point lead. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Let Jake or Tasha Arm Connect help you out by protecting your future.
On a 70-yard pass from junior Creighton Ralph, to Chauncey Brown with 8:17 left here in the second quarter. Four plays, 77-yard drive, and the two-point conversion was no good again, and Mound City takes the lead 12-8.
Ready to boot the ball away are the Mound City Panthers, teed up at the 30-yard line. Kicking it away will be Chauncey Brown. Should be recovered after all that. End of the game now.
Got a late.
Somebody, I know that's the other Smith. That's Max Smith, twin to Henry, another freshman. Here's a kick. They're just going to kick it up the field. It's over the front line, and it's bobbled in the backfield of the 12. Picking it up is River down at the 15, still going around the corner to the 20. Mound City gets him around the arm and drags him down after a decent return on kind of an oddball kick.
Yeah, not an oddball kick, but again, bringing him down for Mound City over there on the far sideline is freshman Grady Knapp.
Spotted at the 20-yard line with 8:08 to go here in quarter number two. Panthers up 12-8 after trailing 8-6. Their second lead of the ball game. And East Atchison comes over the football. Bring him in wide to the right, Cameron Kephart. Slot man to the right and receiver on the left side. Snap it back. Quarterback will hand it off, and that's going to be around the left side. Carrot River Dow one more time. He'll be across the 25-yard line. And it'll bring up second and five as he gets five on the first play.
Senior Kane Durr getting the shoestring tackle on the far sideline.
Second down, 5 yards to go. The clock at 7:46. As we told you earlier, Auburn won 9-7. They had to kick a field goal, Troy, to win that because they were down. They were up 6-0. They were down 7-6, so they had to kick a field goal to win that game. Congratulations to the Bulldogs, Coach Tony Jansen. A flag flies in the offensive backfield. Somebody went in motion. Oh, they had nine guys in the huddle. They had nine in the huddle.
Yep.
So, penalty of 5 yards. Back them up. That'll make it second and 10. Spot the ball back. The original line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line. So, second and 10. Now the ball back on the 20-yard line in the middle of the field. And the snap count, and the quarterback going to run it. River Dow coming to the right side. That is Owen DeRozier, 12, not 10. Johnny moves to the right side. He'll pick up yardage across the 20 to about the 23. We'll give him the 24-yard line. He'll pick up four, make it third and six.
Got about three different purple jerseys there helping him to the turf, and we'll give the tackle there to number 24, Jacob Hall, senior.
7 minutes to go in the first half. Mound City leading 12-8 here tonight at Seglinski Field in the first round of district playoff action. Owen DeRozier brings him up over the ball, third down and six. He's got two wingmen this time, nobody in the backfield with him. He's going to go an inside handoff, and Mound City defensed it well, but they missed the tackle. And up close to the first down, but short of the first down, carrying the football that time, I believe was Gebhardt. Let's see when he gets up here.
And on the tackle was John Gard and Kane Durr.
Might have been Cameron Brooks, 18, that came around there. A whole pile of them in there. It's going to bring up fourth and one. So they picked up five. And now East Atchison out at the Mound City 29-yard line, going to line up to go and see if they try to draw them offside. Bring him in wide to the right, and it worked.
Somebody.
Mound City, one of the tackles went across and thumped a guard who said he must have moved, but the official referee didn't see it that way.
Correct.
So offside will give the first down to East Atchison. First and 10 at their own 34. I-50 to go. You wonder they're going to try to draw him off the arc. They didn't even take long.
No. He just got that.
Just took a deep breath and boom. All right, split wide to the left. Two backs in the backfield on the right side hash mark. And an option left. DeRozier, nobody to pitch it to now. He's going to have to keep it. He goes around the left side. He'll cross the midfield stripe in Mount City territory. knows the football on the 39-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and four to go.
Senior Kane Durr on the far sideline gets the shoestring tackle.
So now over 100 yards rushing in the ball game here for East Atchison. 5:05 to go. Clock moving down here. Split man wide to the right. Two backs in the backfield. Calling the count. DeRozier gives the ball on the inside to his back, carrying around that left side, Gavin Irvine. And he is going to, according to this gentleman over here in a striped shirt, have the first down.
Let's see. Senior Kane Durr getting the tackle for Mount City.
Got a yard more than he needed. Needed four. He must have got five the way it looks. Irvine with the first down run. Clock 4:40 to go here in the first half. Split man wide to the near right side coming out here with a receiver for East Atchison. Two backs with a quarterback. Snap it back. DeRozier back. He wants to throw. He airs out up the field. He's got a man, but it is tipped away nicely.
Yeah.
Good defense by the Panthers. They had a step on the defensive back, but back there was Brown, and he pretty much had it measured all the way.
Yeah. And again, he jumped up there at the perfect time and just batted it down that time.
Clock stops the 4:21 mark, second and 10 from the Panther 36-yard line now. Nice night once again. I'm sure just sitting in the stand. It's just a little chilly.
A little bit, yeah.
But there's a blanket or two down there, a couple of sweatshirts, and obviously somebody will be in a winter coat. It's the way it works this time of year. High snap. They get it. They hand the ball off. River Dow going straight forward like a bulldozer. Hit, and now he's got six defenders on him and a couple of linemen on his own side. And he finally goes down after a gain of four.
Coming up for the tackle there for the Panthers, sophomore Kate Gillenwater.
River Dow is listed 165-pound senior. When he's running the football, he looks like he's about 235. He's just a wide load, Troy. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. He's just solid, it looks like. Third down and six. Snap the ball. DeRozier is going to keep it. Running to the right side. First down. Trying to break away. They are able to corral him. Keep him at the 24-yard line. But it will be a gain on the play of about seven and a first down.
Freshman Grady Knapp getting in on some action here now.
So East Atchison trying to get that lead back. Trailing 12-8 after the long Mount City touchdown pass of 70 yards. I'm a little trouble with that chain over there on the far side, not wanting to stretch out tonight. Get rained on, get a little rust on the links. Sure didn't get rained on, those were during the game. There, now we've got it going. All right, first and 10, here we go, 3:02 to play, and timeout called by East Atchison, their second of the half. They trail at 12-8, we're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Mount City, it's Seglinski Field, 3:02 to go in the first half. Here it's 12-8, Mount City with the lead over East Atchison. We have another score in district football. South Holt is trailing North Andrew 32-6 after one quarter. Well, I feel bad for South Holt. They had a terrific team. They were 4-0, and their all-state quarterback got hurt, and then the injury bugs are just trounced them and brought their regular season to just a screeching halt. Double reverse coming around the right side, moving the football to the sideline and into the end zone. But a late flag at the 10-yard line after the touchdown run. That's got to come back, doesn't it?
I was watching that blocking downfield.
Oh,
it looked like he had some holding going on. So holding on East Atchison.
I believe.
Man, that was all the way downfield.
Trying to figure out Troy who had the football. He's getting back there. He won't turn this way. He never did turn this way. Turn around, young man. Okay, 18 on the carry. Cameron Brooks. He's the one that he moves around all over the place. So Brooks, now it's 1st and 6. He ends up with 4 yards. It's called back. Get a 10-yard penalty, so it's 1st down and 6 at the Mound City 20-yard line. Snap it back to Owen DeRozier. He looks, he throws, and it is just over the outstretched hands there of his intended receiver up the field. He was trying to hit Dow that time, and probably the best shot at it again was Chauncey Brown.
Yeah. Again, Mountain City did a great job covering that. You had Kane Durr on the bottom side and then Chauncey Brown on the top side, and it was a little bit overthrown, and Brown almost had a shot at it.
All right. We bring back live action here. 2:49, the clock stopped here. Here come the Wolves over the football. Winner moves on to play Rockport next Friday night up at Rockport. Shotgun set, two receivers right, and the quarterback DeRozier going to keep it. He's going to cut back to the left. He got outside, trying to get to the end zone, and he's knocked down. Got the first down. He'll be down to the 5-yard line. Pick up a 15 yards.
On that far side of the field, getting the tackle. There's your problem again. I can't see that number. Oh, looks like we got Creighton Ralph on the tackle.
Clock moving. 2.5 minutes to go. First half, 12-8, Mound City leads. East Atchison trying to get the lead with a score here. They'll bring 2 men to the right. A receiver left, 1 setback in the backfield. That's River Dow with a quarterback, Owen DeRozier. Motion man across. They're going to give DeRozier on the lay, and he is going to cut back and go into the end zone, and East Atchison will take the lead on the touchdown run of 5 yards. So River Dow with the touchdown run, and East Atchison has the lead for the second time tonight on their side of the scoreboard, 14-12. Now they'll go for the 2-point conversion. Play drive. Spread them out. DeRozier wants to throw. He does. It's complete. They're 2 for 2. Making the catch. Coming down there with the ball, Cameron Kephart. 16-12 we go. 16-12. East Atchison with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recap is brought to you by the fine folks up at the at Auburn Falls City, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect. They bring you these all season long. They have Farm Bureau Financial Services with office again in Auburn and Falls City. Let them help you protect your future.
River Dow getting in on the touchdown on the 5-yard run.
Here's the kickoff caught by the 8-yard line, moving back up the field. A nice 1-on-1 tackle down there by East Atchison. Mound City bringing the ball back up the field that time for the Panthers was Heath Bierman, a sophomore. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah.
Wrap up.
River Dow on the 5-yard run there. Capped the 13-play, 60-yard drive, and the 2-point conversion was the pass for DeRozier to Gebhardt, 16-12. East Atchison retakes the lead.
Well, Mound City's got 2 minutes and 4 seconds and 2 timeouts, I believe, here to work the ball up the field here. They've scored last drive. They had a big, long run. They got called back, and then they threw a 70-yard touchdown pass on the next play. So capable of big plays here. Wide receivers either side of the field, and it's going to be a quarterback run and a quarterback loss back to near the 10-yard line. Loss of 3 for Creighton Ralph that time in there at quarterback.
Getting in on the tackle for the Wolves this time. Gabe Harms and Cameron Kephart.
Panthers quickly over the ball. Just about caught the defense asleep.
Yeah.
Ralph going to run to the left. He's got a blocker ahead of him. He gets through and squirts through, and a flag comes down at the 13-yard line. That's probably going to push the ball back where it came from here.
Cameron Brooks shoving him out of bounds for East Atchison.
Holding Mound City. Ouch. That hurts. Minute 31 to go here in this first half. 16-12. East Atchison with the lead. Is now second down. Oh, it was second and 13 already. Now we're going to add in a penalty. It's going to bring up second down and spot the ball at the 6. They need to get to the 24. Second and 18. All right, a throw out to the right side. It's caught out there on a little flare, and the defense was there. The receiver able to get away from that first defender, but gets drugged down anyway, making the catch out there on the far sideline for Mound City was, I believe, was Durr.
Harms and Kephart working together to get that tackle.
Get the ball to the 5. They picked up a yard, and that was it. Clock at 1 minute to go here. East Ashton would love to make Mound City punt it away here. They've only got one timeout left. Mound City going to take their time on third down and a whole bunch here. Letting the clock wind down. Ralph over with Coach Taylor Standiford. Coach walking up the official, going to call timeout with 40 seconds to go, and he does. 16-12, East Ashton leading Mound City right now. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City. This is Glenski Field where we're at tonight. I'm John Nixon. I'm Troy Nelson. It's 16-12. East Ashton with the lead. They've made two-point conversions. Mound City has not made any. Hence the four-point lead for the Wolves at this point. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Panthers come with the football. Third down and about 18. Quarterback stands the goal line. Motion man coming across. They fake it. They throw it up the middle, and it is incomplete.
Ooh,
hit off the hands and or the helmet of either the receiver or the defender. They were both right there. I'm not sure who it hit, but it brings up fourth down.
Gavin Irvin. Did we get that pronunciation?
Irvine, I guess.
In on the coverage for East Atchison.
What they think, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, in to punt it away for Mound City is Chauncey Brown. Mound City doesn't punt a lot. East Atchison return man stands the Mound City 35. He does a little soccer stuff now. He's got a roll, but it's caught on a line at the 35, 30, 25, 20 running room. Cut to the 15, the 10, and a flag halfway across the field. Oh, my.
Wow.
It's a touchdown return of 35 yards. With 21 seconds to go, but that flag, you have to think, is against East Atchison. Oh, my goodness.
At the 6-yard line on the, again, away from that.
It's coming down the right corner.
Right.
The end zone, the flag, directly in the middle of the field at the 5-yard line, completely away from the play. Give you a headache as a coach.
Oh, man.
Well, we're talking it over. It's a spot foul. Flag flew at about the 6-yard line. It was a nice return. Line drive kick.
Yeah.
It looked to me like it was going to bounce and get past him, but he ran up and caught the ball on the fly, and he was moving when he caught it. I believe that coming back there with it that time was going to be Cameron Brooks. So here's the call. Personal foul.
What is that?
Oh, that's a big one. That's bigger than holding.
That's a 15-yarder.
Oh, my. personal foul on East Atchison. Instead of having a touchdown and six more points and now a 10-point lead, they have it first and 10 at the Mound City 24-yard line.
And you got your, they're talking on the far sideline to the head coach over there, giving an explanation of what happened. I still can't catch what this the personal foul was.
Oh, my. Well,
wow.
Down to 21 seconds to go. They're going to spot the ball at the 21 of Mound City. Is that right? Yeah, 21. Okay, that's where they're at now. So first and 10. Two receivers to the right side of the field. Owen DeRozier, the quarterback. He's got a man wide to the left as well. DeRozier going to keep it. Tries to run to the right side. 20. Cuts inside. Oh, broke away from two tacklers. Got away from a third. And he's all the way down to the 10-yard line with 12 seconds to go. So he is going to end up with a 10-yard gain on the play, it looks like. DeRozier is a load carrying that football from that quarterback position. So the clock stopped with 12 seconds to go. East Ashton takes their final timeout of this first half. They lead it by four. Well, nobody's, the clock has stopped. They moved the chains. They didn't take their timeout.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did because there's coaches out there. Oh,
yeah.
Just keep it here this time. So I thought they called timeout, but then I didn't see anybody move, and the coaches come out to the huddle. So it's first and 10 at the Mound City 11-yard line. This is their final timeout, so this kind of puts them in no man's land. You have to go to the sideline, or you have to go to the end zone here. And not many other choices.
Right.
Unless you make it all the way. Middle screen, maybe. Gotta make sure you get to the end zone. Split Brooks and Kephart wide to the left side. Coming to the near right side. And another receiver, I believe that is Gavin Irvine. And DeRozier back to pass. He looks on the slant. It is knocked away, incomplete, right at the goal line.
Coming up for that defensive Mount City there. Come on, turn for me. Look like we got a number 14.
Kephart was the intended receiver that time.
River Dow broke that play up.
No, he didn't. He's on the other team.
I got the wrong roster. That might help. Kane Durr, there you go. I forgot to flip it on.
I understand. It's easy to do, Troy. I understand completely.
Oh, man.
I just have a basketball game that way one time.
Shoot.
All right, two receivers left, one to the right. 7 seconds left. Back to pass, quarterback throwing. He's flushed. He's caught. He is going to fire it, and
oh,
it is intercepted by Mound City. And there's clear sailing, and
oh,
they blew the whistle.
Out.
Oh, they called him in the grasp, and it ends the half. Oh, my goodness. Coach Taylor Standiford, he has not blown up. But I tell you, DeRozier able to stand his ground. They had him, and he threw the ball, and Mount Cedar, no doubt, they were going to score a touchdown on a pick six.
Yep.
But they called him in the grasp and down. Coach Jason Tenney, assistant coach out there, to talk to the officials about it. And, well, once the call's made, there's nothing you can do about it. That ends our first half. It is East Atchison 16, Mound City Panthers 12. We're back at Zaglensky Field. We'll give you the first half of scoring coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon,
Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Seglinski Field, Mound City, Missouri. I'm John Nixon along with Troy Nelson here tonight at Mound City, where we've got a 16-12 ball game. The lead to the East Atchison Wolves here at halftime. Our halftime show presented exclusively by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, are close to home, but they're far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Troy, you got some first half scoring numbers?
You betcha. All right, let's go in the first quarter. 6:24 left, 1 yard run for Mound City. Brown scores it with caps 15th play, 65-yard drive, 2-point conversion failed. They led 6-0. And then East Atchison answered in the first quarter with 3:49 left on a 24-yard run by Owen DeRozier. Capped 5-play, 38-yard drive, and DeRozier put in a 2-point conversion to take the lead, 8-6. And in the second quarter, Mound City answered back with 8:17 left on a 70-yard pass from Rupp to Brown. Capped 4-play, 77-yard drive. The 2-point conversion failed again, but they lead 12-8. And then, with 2 minutes before the half, a 5-yard run by River Dow capped 13-play, 60-yard drive. And East Atchison put in the 2-point conversion. DeRozier threw it to Gebhardt. And the halftime score is East Atchison 16 and Mound City 12.
16 minutes still up on the clock here to go at halftime tonight here at Mound City. Again, our scoring and the halftime show is brought to you by the fine folks at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, are close to home yet far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to take a time out. We'll hear from sponsors. We'll check the weather, find out what it's going to do this weekend. More from our sponsors in the back with second half action. Look at some of the numbers coming up on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement.
I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 41 tonight under mainly clear skies. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 60. Cloudy skies expected. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow night 52. 68 Sunday with storms likely. 66 Monday. Chance for storms continues. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
See your local shelter agent, Scott Lowkemper, at 514 State Street in Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Here's the Glenski Field. We're at halftime where it's 16-12. East Atchison has the lead over the Mound City Panthers here as we are at halftime, as we said, of this football game here tonight at Mound City's Seglinski Field. Take a look at some of the first half numbers here tonight in this ball game for the home team, for the Panthers. Chauncey Brown's ran it 5 times for 22 yards. Creighton Ralph, 3 carries, minus 8 yards in the first half, but he's 2 of 3 passing for 71 yards and a touchdown. Kane Durr, 6 carries, 14 yards and a score. Couple of receptions for 71 yards and a touchdown. He caught that 70-yard touchdown pass. Henry Smith is 0 for 1 passing, 7 carries, 42 yards in the first half tonight for Mound City. For East Atchison, their quarterback going to Rozier, 11 carries, 111 yards and a score tonight. He's 0 for 4 passing with an interception in the first half. River Dow, 8 carries, 18 yards and a score. Gavin Irvine, 3 carries, 16 yards, and Cameron Brooks. Not Cameron Brooks. Didn't have any carries. Those were the only three that had their hands on the football running. Three sacks in the first half of this ballgame. It's been a pretty good defense. There have been some big plays, but it's been pretty good defense by the two teams played also as well here in the first half tonight, Troy.
Yeah. You know, and we talked about that coming over here, that, you know, Mound City just loves to run the ball, and, you know, they have what they passed it maybe 2 or 3 times on the night, and one of them was for a nice score, but then they called it back. But yeah, that was a score.
Had one for 70 yards. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking of the run before that got called back.
Right.
But yeah, so you know, when they did pass it, it was pretty productive for them.
Yes, it was. Looking around at what's going on this weekend as far as some Missouri stuff here. We got volleyball coming up yet this weekend. Rockport doing well. Rockport won the bye districts last night. They will be taking on Santa Fe tomorrow at Rockport. Rockport hosting Santa Fe tomorrow in the quarterfinals. If they win that, they move on to the semifinals then starting next week on November 8th. So good luck to the Rockport girls in volleyball tomorrow. Earlier tonight, over on Sister Station, KTNC in Nebraska high school football playoff action, Class C1, Auburn, hard-fought game, wins it. They beat O'Neill 9-7, a field goal to win it tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. So congratulations to the Bulldogs on that win tonight in Auburn. Nebraska district final volleyball tomorrow, Class C2. Johnson County Central, a 10 seed, will be at Freeman to take on the Falcons tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The winner goes to state. Johnson Brock, they are the number 8 seed. They will host Crofton tomorrow at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at Johnson Brock in the Eagles Nest. 6 o'clock for that when the winner goes to the state tournament. Also in C2, Lincoln Lewis, the overall number 1 seed, they will take on North Platte St. Patrick's tomorrow in the district finals. In D2, Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. The Titans will be on the road tomorrow. They'll be at Kearney Catholic High School. They will take on number 2 seed Layton tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Kearney High School tomorrow. And again, the winner going to state, Class D1 district tomorrow. BDS is a 2 seed. They take on Plainview tomorrow. That's a 4:30 game. Also in district finals, Del Rodell, number 13 seed, they take on Nebraska Christian tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Nebraska Christian in that matchup. And Tri-County will be on the road at Extra Milligan, the Friend. They'll play that at Friend tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. So all those teams trying to get to the Nebraska Volleyball State Tournament, that action will get underway then next week. Here tonight, the winner moves on to play next week. In the second round of the districts, the semifinals, they'll be up at Rockport, take on the Blue Jays next Friday night. You'll be able to hear that game here on Sunny 101.3. Teams are still out. Well, they're out back now warming up for the second half. I think we'll still have that 3-minute break coming up, the warm-up period. Don't forget, tomorrow on KTNC, our sister station, 12:30 is the pregame time. 2:30 is kickoff, and Nebraska will host UCLA tomorrow at Lincoln at Memorial Stadium. Then nothing on Sunday because the Chiefs play Monday night. They'll be on Monday night on Sunny 101.3. The Chiefs will host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That'll be about 7:20. We'll be on the air an hour ahead of that with pregame coverage. And don't forget, we've got Husker basketball over on sister station KTNC coming up on Monday. Doubleheader, the women tip it off at noon, I believe it is, on Monday afternoon. Nebraska women playing Monday afternoon, followed by the Nebraska men on Monday night. That's all coming up for you on KTNC as the round ball season is getting underway. We'll take another two-minute timeout. We'll be back here at Cyglensky Field in Mound City on Sunny 101.3.
Most people agree it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Falls City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive this top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Something that affects us all, our bone and joint health. Whether you're hitting the gym, working hard on the farm, or just staying active, taking care of your bones and joints is key to staying mobile and pain-free. At Nemaha County Hospital, they've got expert care for everything from arthritis to joint injuries and even post-surgery rehab. Their physical therapy team is ready to help you keep moving and regain strength. Learn more about keeping your bones and joints healthy by calling our therapy department. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Cyglensky Field. The teams are, well, East Adson's headed over to their bench. They said 20 minutes is enough. Let's go. They've got a four-point lead. They want to get back to action here. Mound City is now warming up down on their end of the field here as we get set for the second half coming up here in just a little bit. Halftime. In the other district opener tonight in Missouri 8-man district number 16, it is North Andrew leading South Holt at halftime by a score of 48-6. 48-6 is where we are at in that ball game. The winner there moves on to play the West Nottoway Holt team next Friday night. North Andrew, the number 3 seed, South Holt number 6. Winner of this one between Mound City and East Adson takes on number 1 seed Rockport next Friday night. You will have that game for you here on Sunny 101.3. So a lot of football coming up here. They did put 3 minutes back up on the clock here for the warm-up period. Troy's a good first half here. I'm looking. East Atchison playing with Owen DeRozier at quarterback tonight. He runs the football very well, 111 yards in the first half. They don't throw it very often. Mound City has, they like to run the football as well. And I'm just looking at the numbers. Kane Durr has not really gotten on track here for Mound City tonight. He is a really good running back, tough running back, and gets, when he gets around the corner, fast, a football pad fast. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yep.
And we'll see what they get done here in the second half. This game a long way from it being over. Well, Rockport waits the winner next Friday night. Mound City still warming up on their end of the field here. And again, just a reminder, coming up next week, Rockport will host the winner of this. Auburn Bulldogs advance night over on Sister Chase KTNC 9-7 with a win over O'Neill 9-7. And they'll advance to play next week. And they will, well, frankly, all likelihood they'll be heading to Ashland Green.
Yeah.
They're the second, I believe, the second seed.
Yep. You're right.
And that is, you never know, there could be an upset, but Auburn would take that and play at home again, I know, in a heartbeat.
Ashland's ahead 33-0 at the end of the first half.
Oh, yes, they'll be going to Ashland Green.
Should be.
You think.
You would think.
You have the one team did it in the first half, their team can do it too, right? That's only fair.
Maybe.
That, well, that doesn't work out that way, but yeah. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
For Mound City, their senior side, this will be their last home game at Seglinski Field. They'll have to go on the road from here. They are going to be at Rockport, whoever wins this one, at Rockport next week. And looking at how the pairings turn out, Mound City as a 4 seed, barring South Holt making a major comeback. They would, if they made it, they beat Rockport, they would have to go on the road to either West Ottawa, Ottawa Holt, or to North Andrew for a district final. We're a long ways from that at this point of the contest here tonight. All right, 12 minutes up on the clock. The Panthers over here, and Mound City is going to kick it off here to East Ashton to start this second half. Ready to roll. Mound City kicking it off from the 30-yard line. Again, if you're just joining us, it's Missouri 8-man football playoff action, opening night of district play here in Missouri tonight, 8-man football. You come up on the short side of the scoreboard tonight, your season comes to an end. You roll out the round ball or you hit the wrestling mat. Set to boot it away for the Mound City Panthers. Once again, it's going to be Chauncey Brown. Here is the kick. He just kicks it up over the front, and it rolls to the 25, or the 15, back to the 20. The 25 is the return man over here for the East Atchison squad, bringing the ball back up the field, Cameron Brooks, to about the 29-yard line.
Scott Manley shoving him out of bounds on this near side.
So from their own 29 will be East Atchison football with 11:54 to go in the third, and a four-point lead here just after halftime tonight. See how the teams come out here going in this second half. We'll have two backs in the backfield, one on the right hip, one behind the quarterback, and again that snap a little bit high, but coming down with it and running up the field, that is Luke Gebhard, who took the direct snap that time, and Gebhard moves all the way down to the Mound City 34-yard line on that play.
And Creighton Rupp finally holding on and bringing it down.
17-yard pickup as they direct snap it to Gebhard's on that play. East Atchison now with that run, 163 yards on the ground in tonight's contest. All right, same formation. Man wide to the right. Snap back. Gebhard takes the snap. He hands the ball off, and that's going to be DeRozier on the carry. He's inside the 20 and down to around the 15-yard line. So DeRozier moves from quarterback to running back, and he's going to be spotted just inside the 15-yard line. Took that one from, what, 34-yard line? Gain, I'll give him a gain of 20 on the play. So good, quick start on back-to-back plays
yeah, two big
by
runs.
East Atchison. Now they'll spread receivers either side of the field, and Gebhardt's playing the quarterback spot. He takes a snap. He's going to run to the right. He is being chased to the sideline. He gets to the corner and gets shoved out around the 10-yard line. We're going to see where they saw him, right on the 10-yard line. It'll be a pickup of 4 on first down.
Yeah, 2 purple jerseys trying to string it out to the sideline, and finally Scott Manley shoves them out of bounds.
So East Ashton coming out strong here to start the third quarter. 3 runs. They picked up 41 yards on those 3 plays. Minute gone by here in quarter number 3. Split a man wide to the near left side. 2 backs in the set this time on 2nd down and 6. Snap, give the ball to DeRozier, I believe that is. He's trying to work the left side. Got away. They've got him by the jersey, and he keeps pulling him toward the goal line. He's in the 5 and inside the 5 and down to around the 2-yard line. From the 6 to the 2, it's first and goal. It's a first down play.
That was good, strong running there. And again, 3 purple jerseys trying to bring him down. And finally, with a little help, Kane Durr and Creighton Rupp, they're shoving him out of bounds.
About another 8-yard gain there. And now it's first and goal. The ball spotted at the 2-yard line here. Panthers, a little bit on their heels here to start this third period. Split man wide right is Brooks. 2 backs in the backfield, quarterback in the pistol, shot, in set. And Gebhardt's going to run it to the right side. They string it out, and he's pushed out of bounds. Back and around the 5-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, and again, that time your Mound City defensive line doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Just keep shoving and keep shoving and keep shoving, and finally goes out of bounds on the far sideline.
Spot the ball at the 4, a loss of 2 on the play. So the Panther defense stout there. Send a man wide to the right side. That's Kephart. Slot man right. We move Gavin Irvine to the left side by himself. Gebhardt's a quarterback, gives it off. Running back breaking tackles and knocked down.
Fumble.
Short of the line and a fumble, my. Mound City says they've got the football. Carrying the football again was Owen DeRozier.
And that was right there on the 1-yard line.
The official says it will be East Atchison football. Rozier very slow getting up, picked up 3 yards. So now it brings up 3rd down and 1. He picked up 3, the 2 they lost the previous play, and 1 more.
He's going out.
He's limping a little bit.
Shaking up.
So now they move Gebhardt into quarterback already. Now here come East Atchison over the ball. River Dow will be the tailback. He stands behind the quarterback, Gebhardt. Gebhardt's going to run it himself. He got hit. Now they're going to try to push him across, and
didn't
get there. The Mound City defense gets their second win and pushes him back to about the 3 or 4 yard line. Let's see where they spot him down at.
That was
forward
close.
Progress, call it no gain. He probably picked up a foot or so.
Man.
Well, here you go. Mound City, can you do it again? 4th down and goal from the 1, I believe. We got a lot of players come back. All right, back in the ball game is Owen DeRozier, 175-pound senior. He went out on that previous play. Well, it's probably 4th and a couple of feet here. It's inside the 1-yard line. Quarterback by himself in the backfield. Going to run at Gebhardt, trying to get out. Oh, and he's knocked down. The Mound City. Oh, he got the touchdown.
Spun and
looked in the world. Wow, I didn't think he got there, Troy.
Man, because he just turned and lunged forward.
They're a lot closer than I am.
Wow.
That was Gebhardt with the 1-yard touchdown run. I thought sure looked like his feet went out from under him. He slipped down. But it's a touchdown. It's 22-12 now. East Atchison with the lead. They start off the second half with an 8-play drive covering 51 yards. Now the try for the 2-point conversion. They're perfect on the night, 2 for 2. Back, they want to throw it. They do. It's tipped up in the air, and it is incomplete.
Did he get it off the tip?
Nope, hit the ground. The officials say incomplete. Gebhardt's pass, no good. 22-12, the lead is 10. For East Atchison, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by to see Jake or Taj Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
East Atchison takes their opening possession of the second half, and for 8 plays, 51 yards, and Luke Gebhard runs it in for 1 yard out with 8:45 left here in the third. 2-point conversion failed. East Atchison leads 22-12.
All right, East Atchison ready to kick the ball away here. Leading by 10. And the kick is short onside, and it goes across midfield. And Mound City able to get on the football. They'll have great field position at about their own 38-yard line.
That hit the center man there, and it took a big bounce to the left, to the right to his teammate, and he just fell on it. Good bounce.
And call at the 39-yard line. So Mound City's got great field position, down by 10, 8:42 to go here. Way, way long to go here if you're a Mound City fan. You got a lot of time left, down by 10. Panthers come over the football, first down and 10, and the handoff. Good defense right up the middle, trying to run the ball there will be Kane Durr. He just can't get open tonight, and Kane is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Kephart in on the tackle along with Harms.
No gain on the play. We'll make it second down and 10 here for the Panthers. Well, they didn't have many plays in that second quarter. They ran the ball for 70 yards in the game now. Yeah, still 70 yards. They passed for 71. Now give, and quarterback going to keep around the bootleg. Coming around the right side is Henry Smith, and the freshman will get about a yard, and that's it. All fired up are the Wolves of East Atchison.
Coming up from behind to get him there is Gavin Irvine along with Kephart.
So the Panthers across midfield, call it the 40-yard line, eight-man football tonight. Near side right hash mark, split the backs, Durr in the backfield, and back is Smith. Look, and he lobs it up the field, and it was tipped away. I tell you what, Mound City got lucky. One defender tipped it away from the one who was going to intercept it there, because it wasn't going to get to the receiver.
Right. They, again, tipped the ball away from his own teammate for an incomplete pass, and that saved an interception for Mound City.
Shaken up on the play for East Atchison is Gavin Irvine. I'm thinking he hit somebody's helmet.
Right. That's what I was going to say, too, the way he's shaking that left hand out.
It's hurting right now. Mound City going to go on fourth and eight from midfield here. Back, quarterback, keeper. He looks, he throws. He's got a man out there one-on-one. Can he get to it? No. Pass intended for Creighton Ralph down the field. Well covered by the defense of East Atchison, and East Atchison comes off of a score, now a four and out, and they get the ball back at midfield.
Yeah, great coverage over there on that outside by Cameron Brooks, senior, doing what he needed to do to make that ball go incomplete.
So the ball at midfield, 7:25 to go here in quarter number three. 7:25 there, put that up here, here we go. East Atchison football leading by 10, looking to add on here. Two receivers right, one to the left. Quarterback now, Luke Gebhard. Takes the snap, gives it off to DeRozier. He's hit, he stopped, he shakes, he got away, moves forward for about 3 yards.
Yeah, just good solid running there. Finally getting the tackle, it's Scott Manley.
That puts East Atchison at 200 yards rushing in the ball game on my little stat sheet. Most of them belong to Owen DeRozier, who started the night at quarterback. Second down and 7 to go now from the Mound City 37-yard line. Two receivers left, man goes wide to the right. Second down. Gebbert with a running back beside him. He brings a motion man across. They throw it to the man coming across for just push it forward.
Yeah.
That's going to be caught by River Dow, and he gets pushed back about 10 yards. There'll be no gain on that play.
Mount City read that one perfectly, and Scott Manley hit him as soon as he was coming across the line of scrimmage. It just drove him straight backwards.
It's a completed pass. I think that is the first complete pass of the ball game. Yes, it is. Reese Ash, and it goes for 0 yards.
Yeah.
6:15 to play, third quarter. A 10-point East Ashton lead, 3rd and 7 here. Snap it back. Gebhardt's going to keep it. He's going to run the right side. He gets the corner, and he scampers out of bounds after he picks up the first down inside the Panther 30-yard line.
Escorting him out of bounds on that far side is John Card.
Luke Gebhardt moves it from the 38 to the 28 to pick up a 10 yards on the play. Doesn't really look like he's getting all that far, but he certainly was.
Yeah.
The Panther defense now down 10. They need to get a stop here. First down and 10, East Atchison. Spread the set. Two men left, one to the right. Gebhardt's back. He looks. Throws a slant over the middle and incomplete, intended over the middle for Cameron Brooks.
Mount City had that one pretty well covered right there in the middle of the field between Kane Durr and John Gard.
Clock stopped at the six-minute mark of the third quarter here at Seglinski Field at Mount City tonight. The wind has stopped completely. It was blowing across the field fairly lightly earlier in the ball game, but now it's stopped again. But now clock stopped at 6 minutes. Split Brooks wide to the right, two backs in the set. Gebhardt turns. He'll give it to DeRozier. Jukes and Jives moving left. He'll be inside the 25 to the 24. He will pick up 4 yards and bring up third down.
John Gard doing a great job that time, coming from his defensive end position and wrapping him up and bringing him down.
Third down, we'll call it 5. We'll give him 5 yards on the play, it looks like, over there. Now they got the Darnold marker set. East Ashton taking their time with a 10-point lead. They've got no reason to hurry here. They want the clock to run as well. All right, we'll split a man to either side of the field. We've got a slot man on the right. Gebhardt's back to look. He throws a little comeback route. His receiver making the catch and dropped the football, making the catch and losing the ball that time was River Dow. Or no.
Mount City's got it.
Mount City football. It was not Dow. It was caught over there and dropped by Cameron Brooks. So they move the ball forward about 4 yards, close to what they needed for a first down, but they turn it over. Mound City, that is the break they may need. Big turnover.
Just what we were saying, Mound City needed the break there, and they got it.
Mound City at their own 21-yard line. 5:13 left, third quarter. Spread the set. Quarterback all by himself. Moving forward with the football is going to be Ralph. Creighton Ralph runs up the middle, works to the left sideline, and out of bounds, the 5:07 mark after a gain of about 6.
Kephart shoving him out of bounds on the far side for the Wolves.
Ralph, fastest of the bouncy players, it looks like. They'll bring two men wide to the right, two to the left side of the field. Ralph stands in the pistol, the shotgun, whatever you want to call it. Motion man coming across. He's going to pitch the ball forward, making the catch there.
Wow.
And getting hit and pushed back, I believe, was Max Smith. Number two. That was Ernie Peters on the catch and run.
And they had about 4 white jerseys hitting them at the line of scrimmage and just kept bouncing around. Kephart and Brooks working together.
No gain on that play for the Panthers.
Kephart still seems a little bit shook up. He just hasn't quite got himself back together from that injury earlier.
Move two receivers right. They're kind of stacked, two to the left, spread out. Motion man going across the formation is Brown. Tried to throw down the flat to him. They do. He makes the catch. He's got the first down, 30-35. Still on his feet, pushing and stretching. That's a dangerous play, the way he's stretching that ball forward with his left hand. He'll get out to about the 37, maybe the 38-yard line.
Yeah, dangerous as he did that. Johnson and Harms getting the tackle.
Spot the ball at the 34. It's a 7-yard gain for the Panthers and a first down. That's the important part. They have it at their own 39-yard line now. Clock moving. 4 minutes to go. Quarter number three here in Mound City. I'm John Nixon along with Troy Nelson. Spread set. Mound City going to go this route, it looks like. Fake the inside handoff, and it's going to be a keeper for the quarterback. Creighton Ralph runs the left side, and he'll be across midfield to about the 39, maybe 38 of East Ashton. A gain of two, maybe three on the play.
DeRozier coming up for the tackle that time for the Wolves on the far side.
Second and seven at the 38-yard line of East Ashton here. Bouncy down by 10 to the Wolves. Stay with that spread set. Two receivers either side of the field. Snap back. Ralph wants to throw. He looks. He unloads toward the end zone. And it's picked off. Caught at about the 22-yard line. Up the field and pushed out of bounds. And eventually to the Mound City 20. Coming back with the football that time was River Dow.
And finally coming up and getting the tackle for Mound City is John Gard. It looks like he tweaked an injury there, too, as he's hobbling.
From the 22, he picks up 50 yards on the return. Did not get a touchdown, but he picked up 50 yards. It's down to the Mound City 17-yard line. So each team turns the ball over. Mound City now on defense, having to try to get another stop here. Gebhardt's running right, powerful up the middle over the right guard. He'll be forward to the 11 or 12-yard line. And he'll bring up second down and about 4 yards to go.
Grady Knapp gets the tackle for Mound City.
Number six picks up 6 yards on the play. Well, Mound City with that interception, that really hurt.
Yeah.
And we're moving it down the field. Dotting the I this time, Owen DeRozier, the senior. Quarterback with a man to his left, turns, gives DeRozier right up the middle. He goes, and he jukes one man out of position, and he's into the end zone, and the 10-point lead is now a 16-point lead for the East Atchison Wolves. This one coming on a 12-yard run. 11-yard run, excuse me. 11-yard touchdown run coming at 2:48 of the third quarter. And it's now 28-12. Coming over the football will be East Atchison. And it's a two-play, 17-yard drive there. And a pass? No. A quarterback hit. Got away. He pump-faked. Then he got hit. Then he threw it. It's incomplete. It's 28-12. East Atchison leading Mound City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Our recaps of the scoring drive, they're presented by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services with Auburn and Falls City offices. Stop in and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect and let them help you protect your future.
East Atchison getting on the scoreboard again here in the third quarter with 2:48 left on an 11-yard run by Owen DeRozier. It's capped a two-play, 17-yard drive. Two-point conversion failed. East Atchison leads 28-12.
Here's the kickoff, and it's going to be a line drive, and it's caught by one of the men in the middle at the 25-yard line, making the catch there. And hitting the ground as he made the catch was Creighton Ralph. So the Panthers now will have it at their own 25. Oh, move it up, 26-yard line, all right. 2:46 left. Now Mount City needs some big plays. They're down by 16 points. That's still just two scores. Panthers over the football under the gun. Creighton Ralph in the shotgun, two receivers to either side of the field on first down and 10. Motion man coming across is Peters. They want to throw it. They fake it. Now Ralph looking, directing traffic, and he's going to stop and step out of bounds. I don't think he made anything. He lost a little yardage there. Trying to direct his receivers down the field, but most of them were on the other half of the field. He only had one choice over here, nowhere to go with the ball. He'll lose 2 yards.
East Atchison defensive backs doing a great job covering the receivers, making it tough for Mound City to do a pass play there.
So the Panthers, clock stop with 2:38 to go here in the third quarter. East Atchison, 3 down linemen, and they have 3 linebackers, kind of an umbrella formation. Move it back, inside handoff, Kane Durr with the ball moving forward. That looks more like Kane Durr we've come to see often this season. He'll move the ball out to the 31-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd down and about 6 to go as he'll pick up 6 on the play.
And I think he's got a cramp.
Ouch. It's a good night for that.
Yep, official timeout for the injury.
Coach Taylor Sanford heads out there to check on his senior running back. Now he's down pushing on that leg. If Coach Sanford gets a hold of your leg and starts pushing or pulling, either one, you're going to know it. He's a big, strong young man. Humboldt variety, you know.
Yes. Pretty good wrestler for Humboldt.
Yes. And still down. Oh, I don't know what hurts like. Quite like a cramp. It's got its own unique pain.
Looks like he's grabbing the back of his thigh, too. So if you get a cramp in your thigh,
I know as soon as I take a break, he's going to jump up.
Yep.
So we'll just kind of keep it here. Our broadcast brought to you through the Missouri State High School Activity Association. They promote good sportsmanship all the time. Remember, the young folks that are watching you at a ball game, they're learning from you, watching what you do, and they're going to act later on in life, maybe just like you do. So be good sports all the time. Clock will start to move as Kane Durr comes to the near sideline. Gets a bottle of water or Gatorade or something.
Something.
And here we go. North Andrew wins tonight over South Holt, 54-6, the final there in that one. So East Atchison, South Holt season over. Here's a 1st down run around the left side by Creighton Ralph. Kept the ball on 4th and 7. Kind of desperation time for Mount City just a little bit, but Ralph. It's now 4th down.
Yeah.
They moved the number up before they moved the chain. Or they moved the down marker.
Okay.
Now it's 4th down and less than a yard. He needed 6. He got 5.5. So now it's 4th down and 0.5 yard. Under center, quarterback Kiefer coming around the right side, and he is buried in the backfield. Moving in there, they come back with Smith. Henry Smith came back in, got under center. And as he tried to come around the right side, boy, the Wolves defense, they just drilled him in the back.
Gavin Irvine coming up and just hammering him.
Loss of 3 on 4th down. And it will be Wolves ball again, leading by 16, 28-12. They have the ball at the Mound City 31-yard line. 1:47 to go in the third quarter here. Now, we've got a wingman on the right side. That's DeRozier. Gebhardt's on an inside handoff late to Cameron Brooks. Coming around the right side, and Cameron Brooks headed for the end zone. Touchdown, and East Atchison has won 3 of their last 4. Now, rolling here in this third quarter. That'll be Cameron Brooks, the senior, with the 31-yard touchdown. One play, 31 yards. My goodness, they got that play developed well. He came around with a tight end on the left side.
Yeah.
Now the try for the two-point conversion coming up here for East Atchison. Split man wide to the right side. That's going to be Brooks out there. Gibbards calls the snap, wants to throw. He throws it out in the flat, making the catch and scampering into the goal line into the end zone is going to be Owen DeRozier. 36-12, the lead now to East Atchison. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by, see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Let them help you out.
East Atchison's fourth possession of the third quarter, and they get their third touchdown on a 31-yard run by Cameron Brooks with a minute 37 left. One play, 31 yards. Gibbards to DeRozier for the two-point conversion. East Atchison leads 36-12.
All right, here we go. Here's the kick, and again, Creighton Ralph comes up with it back inside his 20, about his own 17-yard line, makes the catch, has to dive on the ground to get the ball, and Mount City will be there at their own 18-yard line, it looks like, to start this drive. They'll set that chain in a moment here. Never quite sure where they're going to put it down. 18's pretty close.
Yes.
Minute 37 left in this third period. Now, Mount City, we thought they had to get something going before they really do now. Down 24 points, 36-12. The snap is high, and the ball's on the ground, and East Atchison's on top of it. Ralph had to go up and get the snap. He caught it momentarily with one hand, tried to pass it off, hand it off, and it hit the ground, and on top of the football is East Atchison. It's all coming untangled now for the Panthers.
Your defensive end on the far side. I think that was John Gardner. Sorry, looking at the
they're not over Troy.
Gabe Harms just blew that up and shoved him straight backwards and caused that fumble, and East Atchison has the ball.
It's at the Mound City 9. A minute 31 to go here in the period. So now East Atchison, quarterback by himself. Gibbard wants to throw, pulls it down, throws it, hit his receiver about knee high. He couldn't quite get down there fast enough to catch it. That pass was intended to the guy with the sore hand that time. It was out there for Gavin Irvine.
Yeah.
Or he got just, I think he hit his hand on a helmet or back on the defensive play not too long far back here earlier in his third quarter. And he's still favoring that thing a little bit.
Yes, he is. Well, but the ball hits it hard too. It doesn't help.
No. All right, one back in the backfield. High snap, quarterback goes and gets it, throws a little shovel pass forward, and the ball is caught there by Kephart. Cameron Kephart with nowhere to go. He will lose yardage back to the 11, a loss of about 2 on the play.
Kane Durr doing a great job coming up and hitting them hard and not allowing them to go forward.
Right now, East Atchison has thrown the ball for 2 yards in the ballgame.
2 yards.
They've completed about 3 or 4 passes. So now it's 3rd and goal. Ball back at about the 10-yard line. Maybe the 11. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. A single setback with the quarterback. Gebhardt's back to pass, looking in the flat, and he's got out there. Gets it in there again to DeRozier. That's the same play they ran for the extra point. And DeRozier will scamper in from 10 yards out for another East Atchison touchdown here. So now, turnover by Mound City turns into more points. That is a 3-play, 9-yard drive with a 10-yard touchdown pass. And the score goes to 42-12. So the lead to East Atchison, now up by 30. 34 seconds left in the quarter. Now we've got the 2-point try coming up here. Spread a man out wide right, two backs in the set. Gebhard's back, hands it off to Rozier, and he is just picking and choosing his way, finding his way through the defense into the end zone, and it's 44-12, the lead to the Wolves. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Tri Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap brought to you by the fine folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. It's Jay Gertosh, Arm Connect. They can help you out. Let them help you protect your future.
East Atchison getting their fourth touchdown in the third quarter here. 34 seconds left on a 10-yard pass from Gibbards to DeRozier. Captain Tree played 9-yard drive. DeRozier in for the two-point conversion. East Atchison leads 44-12.
All right, here we go. Kickoff down the field. Mount City has got it. Back deeper this time. They get a return out across the 20-yard line. Coming out there with the football is the Panthers. Bringing it back. That's going to be Bierman on the return, and he'll have it out to the 22-yard line. So Mount City, with 29 seconds to go in the third quarter here, at their own 22-yard line. 44-12. Now, boy, the game can change in a big hurry. It was 16-12 at halftime.
Right.
So 28 points on the board here by East Atchison so far in his third quarter. Spread formation. Motion man coming across. The ball's on the ground. Smith picks it up. Throws it out to Raup. He's at the 20 and drug down right about the line of scrimmage. But, man, that was a dangerous play. Now we've got a Wolf player shaking up in the offensive backfield.
I don't know how Mound City got that play off, because, again, their quarterback under a lot of pressure and just kind of shoveled past it. Kind of just got a lot out of nothing.
With the injured player on the field, we'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. It's the Glensky Field Mound City after this 30-second break.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 seconds up on the clock, and Troy, is that 22?
Yes.
In the field, that's Cameron Kephart.
Yeah, he's been banged up a lot here in the third quarter.
Shaking up there, gets up, walks off of the field under his own power. So now it's his second down and 10 now, and they're going to let the third period in. All right, 44-12. The time expires off the clock. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up from Seglensky Field after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'll give my binoculars out and look. All right, back here at Mound City. 12 minutes up on the clock. Fourth quarter ready to commence. 44-12. East Atchison with the lead here. As we get ready to start this fourth period, Panthers with the football. See if my eyes are as bad as they might be, Troy. Find out here in a minute. Here's the play coming around. Smith hands off. Route breaks free for a moment. Gets to the outside. Spun around to the 25-yard line. He'll be forward for about 3 yards.
Get the tackle there for the Wolves. Going to flip the chart again. Owen DeRozier.
Yes.
Man.
Hard to do, isn't it, sometimes? Remember to turn that page over. So third down and 6 now for the Panthers here. Back to their own 25 or 6-yard line. Turn and toss it back. Ralph running the right. No, excuse me. That's Durr running the right side. And, boy, the defense is in there swarming.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go for the senior running back for Mound City.
That defensive line now just kind of taking over for East Atchison News. He had 4 white jerseys shoving it backwards, being led by Gabe Harms and Tatum Johnson.
So it's 4th down and 8. 5. Uh-oh. Well, I have to apologize when I get the ball back here. Here we come, 4th down and 8. Panthers over the football here. Got to have something good happen here. They split the backs. Smith back. He looks. He throws. He unloads up the field. And good coverage back there. 2 defenders back there covering Ralph that time. And the ball is going to go over to East Atchison on downs.
Yeah, again, East Atchison had great coverage there with 2 receivers. Again, 1 man underneath, 1 man over the top. For that was Cameron Brooks and Owen DeRozier.
Boy, those are pretty white jerseys out there. They're not different jerseys, are they? Yeah, Troy, you're supposed to take better care of me than this.
Okay.
Playing quarterback for East Atchison is their original starter from weeks back, Blake Simmons, the senior. He's been playing this whole third quarter. I thought it was Gebhardt 6. It's 5.
So your eyes are bad then.
Oh, I knew that. I know they're that bad, that often. Hand the ball off, running the left side with the football. Owen DeRozier, and DeRozier will scamper out of there. Good for about 4, maybe. That would give him 4 yards on the play.
Kane Durr shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline for Mound City.
At least Corey Miles, the superintendent at Mound City, he can straighten me out whenever needed. I'm thankful for that.
It's kind of all crinkled up.
We'll make it up to him. Get him a raisin or something, I don't know. Fake one way, run it another, carrying the football this time is going to be Gavin Irvine. Irvine went around the left side, cut back into the middle. He'll have first down yardage to about the 10-yard line. There'll be a pickup of about 10 yards on the play.
Getting the tackle over there on the far sideline for Mound City is Henry Smith.
So, my apologies, the East Atchison, Blake Simmons, I was under the impression he was not going to play tonight. I was sure it was number 6, Gebhardt, but it's number 5 that's been in there in the third quarter. So he's missed at least a week, if not 2. And now he's in the gun all by himself. Back, running right, little shovel pass forward, making the catch is Kephart, and nowhere to go. Good stop by Mound City. Now we've got another East Atchison player shaking up down the field here.
For Mound City, John Guard. Again, reading that play perfect, getting a solo tackle there. He's hitting them and driving them backwards.
We've got timeout on the field for an injured player. It's 44-12, the lead to East Atchison. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
9:45 on the clock. The injured player for East Atchison is up and limping a little bit, headed back to the huddle here. Second and goal now, the ball back at the 11-yard line for the Wolves. So trying to see who he is.
18,
okay, that's Cameron Brooks. Now they'll wind the clock when he gets off the field. Lead is 32 points, 44-12. Here we go. East Atchison with the football, trying to advance to the next round against Rockport next week on Friday at Rockport. Two receivers, and they turn. They hand the ball off to Dow, and he is going to fight his way forward for a yard, yard and a half, and he'll bring up third down and goal from just inside the 10-yard line.
Tripping him up for Mound City, Henry Smith.
All right, we'll bring it back here with third and nine, third and goal from the 9 now. East Atchison coming over the ball. Now we're going to have nobody in the backfield with a quarterback, Blake Simmons. He'll take the snap. He'll give it off and try to double reverse. The ball got on the ground. They gave it away first to River Dow. He tried to hand the ball off to the man coming around from the left, Gavin Irvine, and the ball started bouncing down the field. Now it's fourth down and goal from back at the 11 again. Call that a team fumble because don't really know whoever had it.
Right.
Three of them touched it.
But again, you're ahead 44-12. Why would you don't need to do that? Hand it off three different times.
Got to practice a little bit. Might want to show that for next week.
Oh, yeah.
Simmons back. Simmons looks over the middle, and it is intercepted by Mound City. This time headed back up the field with the football out across the 20-yard line for the Panthers is going to be Grady Knapp.
Yep. Grady Knapp getting the interception and running it back to the far sideline.
Catch that around the 5. He'll return it about 17 yards on the play. So nice play by Grady Knapp. Just a freshman, right, Troy?
Yeah, just a freshman.
Panther team, got a lot to look forward to.
Three seniors, 9 freshmen.
Goodness. That makes it a little tough. They've done pretty well. All right, from their own 22-yard line, 7:58, the clock sits. Henry Smith, freshman quarterback, turns, hands it off. His running back got picked up. I thought, don't slam him down. You don't want to do that now.
Man, he lifted him up in the
air. Ralph on the carry. Didn't find much running room. He'll pick up a yard. We'll give him 2 on the play, and that's about it.
Tatum Johnson gets the tackle and lifting him up, taking him backwards, putting him down nicely.
So back over the football come the Panthers. Second down, 8, split back set. Inside handoff, and Ralph, again, just nowhere to go. The defense up the middle has just been stout all night. Where East Atchison. Actually, that was Chauncey Brown on the carry. Excuse me.
Gabe Harms, senior for East Atchison, getting in on the tackle.
All right, here we come back. Now Mound City facing 3rd and 8. Clock moving at 6:50 to go. Taking their time in the huddle. They'll break out of the huddle now. Split back set. Quarterback Smith looking, going to throw out in the flat and up the ladder too tall out there for his intended receiver. I believe that was Grady Knapp, the intended receiver. Near the chains, and it's going to bring up 4th and 8.
Yeah, just threw the ball just a little too high that time, and all incomplete for Mound City.
So the Panthers will go. No give up here, no quitting. They'll keep trying to move it down the field here. Quarterback, freshman Henry Smith, over to get the play from Coach Taylor Standiford. Defense, 4 linemen up front, and now Smith throws over the middle. It's tipped and tipped again, intended for Knapp, and 2 defenders tipped it, and it's incomplete, and the Wolves get the ball back.
I'm going to say that was Tatum Johnson along with River Dow, both of them tipping that ball.
All right. right, 6:28, the clock has stopped. East Atchison will have it at the Mound City 24. 6:28 to go in this contest. Just past the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City and Mound City. Three defensive linemen, four linebackers for the Panthers, and it's going to be carried around the left side and drugged down in the backfield will be Blake Simmons. Nowhere to go for the senior quarterback. Oh, we got a referee down.
Huh?
Clear the back judge. He's cleaning off his pants. He must slip down there. Now we've got an injured Panther over on the far sideline. So officials back up, but the Panther player down, Coach Stanford, over to check it out. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It is 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. We have Mound City trailing East Atchison 44-12. East Atchison, they hang on here. We'll move on to play Rockport next week at Rockport. And we still have bringing water out for the players on the field here. Now he's getting up. It's a physical ball game, no doubt. And it's one now. I think I know who it is, but it could be one of two different players that are overweight.
I got John Gard.
Okay, 44?
Yeah.
I know it was 44 or 41. I couldn't see the second number complete. So Gard, you know, he's just a sophomore. For Mound City, now he's up. Coming off the field. All right, well. There we go, Coach Stanford walking off with him. Slow trek across the field here. Panthers on the defense here have East Atchison a second and 11 situation at the Mound City 26-yard line. Actually, second down about 12. The Wolves come over the football. Clock will start to wind again. Double aces, double wings this time. And now it's going to be Simmons to carry the football to the right side. Hit in the backfield, stopped, got loose, went forward and pushed back. He'll get 2 yards on the play, get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Grady Knapp, freshman, getting in on that action for the tackle.
Now, third down and 10 for the Wolves. Clock keeps winding here. 5:30 to go in this contest. Next week, we'll bring you football from Rockport on Sunny 101.3. We'll also have Auburn Bulldog football over on KTNC next week. Yeah, of course, we'll have to wait and see what time all the games are.
Yeah.
Probably night games, because actually Greenwood's not very far from Auburn, if that's what's going to happen. It is, it looks like. Third down and 10. Here's the snap back to Simmons. He'll pass it off. He'll hand it away to River Dow, I should say. Dow moving left. Up in it, but Durr over there on that far side after a short gain.
Looks like Max Smith getting in the action now. Freshman from Mound City.
Fourth down and 8. Simmons over to get a play. Come call Coach Aaron Behrens. Okay, here come the Wolves over the football. They're just taking their time, letting the clock run. They're no particular hurry at this point.
Right.
Spread the field, three receivers. Simmons calling the count. Back to pass. He looks. He throws toward the right corner. It's up, and it is a cut. Did he catch it? Did he hang on?
He caught it.
At
he was
the
trying
one.
To lean and get it into the end zone, but no, he was down.
At the 1 yard line, the catch is made. and he fell on his back. I can't see who caught it.
Looks like 12.
12? Okay, that.
Yep.
DeRozier? All right, Owen DeRozier with the catch.
As soon as he hit the turf, he tried to put the ball in the end zone, but yeah, once he hit, he was down.
So it'll be a 21-yard pass play and a first down for East Atchison. Now they've got 4:05 and the clock winding here. First and goal from inside the 1 yard line. Two receivers, one on either side of the field. Snap it back. Simmons going to run to the left. Now he pushes it across and it's intercepted by Mount City.
Coming out of the end zone.
So coming out, they didn't call him down. The making the catch is Ernie Peters.
Yeah, called him down on the one.
I'll tell you what, East Atchison had a tough time down around the goal line out of Mountain City. They have had some plays that just went badly down there at times. They'll have to work on that. So the interception in the end zone, and they're going to spot the ball out of the 15. They're going to call it a touchback.
Touchback. Okay.
So Grady Knapp? No. That was two that caught that, wasn't it?
Peters? I didn't get that.
I thought it was Peters that caught it, number two. But a touchback, and Mound City has with their own 15. 3:42 to go. Running the ball to the left side. Nowhere to go. Again, good defense by East Atchison all night. They have really shut down these Mound City backs. Mound City's Kane Dirk really kept in check tonight. He's an excellent back, just has had nowhere to go.
Senior. River Dow gets the tackle.
So the clock at 3:18 and counting down. Here come the Panthers over the football. Own 15-yard line. They'd like to get another score on the board here. If they could, they've been shut out in the second half. Henry Smith hands it off. Moving forward is Kane Durr. They've got him around the jersey. Then they pile on, and about three guys bring him down at about the 16, maybe the 17-yard line, a gain of two.
Get the tackle there for East Atchison is Junior Tatum Johnson.
So it's third down and eight to go. Now we've got trying to fix the pad there on Kane at Durr. Back to Smith. Give the ball off to Durr. He runs over to the right side. He'll be out to the 20-yard line, and we'll bring up a fourth down and five to go as he picks up three more.
Junior Gavin Irvine getting the tackle for the Wolves.
Fourth and five at the 20-yard line here. Ready to go. Bring it in. All right, coming over the ball. Fourth and five for the Panthers. The backs are split. Toss the ball. Kane Durr runs right, gets hit, and he is spun down right where he started at the 15-yard line. Good defense again. Just an excellent job by the East Atchison Wolves. And this is what tonight, and their play there.
Gabe Harms gets the tackle.
So East Atchison will get it first and 10 at the Mound City 21-yard line. All right, minute 54 left in this one. There we go. Coming over the ball with two backs in the backfield. Turn, hand the ball off, running the right side. Moving out of there is going to be DeRozier, and he is inside the 10, out of bounds at the 9-yard line. Another nice run by the senior.
Getting the tackle is Creighton Ralph.
From the 21 to the 9, a 12-yard gain and a first down. Aaron Barron has had a terrific career here at East Atchison as the head coach. Far be it for me to tell him how to coach, but I think I'd get them starters out of there now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
32-point lead in the big district game next week. Yeah.
Or
and
that.
Take a knee. Okay, that's
or
just as
that.
Well. That's just
yep.
as good. So East Atchison will take a knee there. That'll bring up third down and goal from the 10-yard line as Simmons takes a knee. Coach Barron's had, gosh, how many winning records in a row? I forget. I got the number written down back in the office. I forget just what it is, but it's pretty impressive. The number of wins they have put together over the last few years. So they approach the ball again, waiting for that back judge to start the count. Clock down at 1:09 to go. Still waiting for the back judge. They snap it with 1 minute to go. Take a knee one more time here. All right. We'll have to do it one more time, I believe. 45 seconds to go. Third down. That will end the ball game when they take this knee. There's the snap. Simmons takes the knee, throws the ball to the man in the striped shirt. It's now fourth down and about 11. Simmons heads over to the bench, says, "It's over, boys. Let's call it a game." Your final score is going to be East Atchison 44 and Mound City 12, 44-12. Your final, as the clock is winding off the final second of the season for the Mound City Panthers to finish 4-6 on the year. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score at Seglensky Field tonight is East Atchison 44, Mound City 12. After a back and forth early part of the game that saw East Atchison or Mound City take a 6-0 lead, then fall behind 8-6. They came back, they took a 12-8 lead, and then East Atchison scored right away again. And at that point, they had a 16-12 lead. That's where we ended up at halftime, and after that, it was all East Atchison. Troy, our presenting sponsor for the broadcast, Bruni Implement Company. Bruni Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. They've got parts. They've got sales service. See, Bruni Implement, they serve you from 5 locations as well in northeast Kansas.
Well, as you said, John, at halftime, it was 16-12 East Atchison. But coming out for the second half, the defensive line for East Atchison just kind of took over, and East Atchison scored 4 times in the third quarter with 8:45 left in the third. A 1-yard run by Gebhard tapped the 8 plays, 51-yard drive, 2-point conversion failed. They led 22-12 with 2:48 left in the third. 11-yard run by DeRozier, 2 plays, 17 yards, 2-point conversion no good. They lead 28-12. With 1:37 left in the third, 31-yard run by Brooks, 1 play, 31-yard drive. Gebhard completed the pass to DeRozier for the 2-point conversion to make the lead 36-12. In the final score of the game, with 34 seconds left in the third quarter, a 10-yard pass from Gebhard to DeRozier, 3 plays, 9 yards. DeRozier kept or got in for the two-point conversion to make it 44-12, and no scoring in the fourth quarter, so that's your final here at Mound City. East Atchison 44, Mound City 12.
East Atchison moves on to play Rockport next Friday night. We plan to have that broadcast for you here on Sunny 101.3, and congratulations to the Auburn Bulldogs on the Nebraska side. C1 playoff action today. They defeated O'Neill by a score of 9-7, and we'll cover them up at Ashland Greenwood next Friday. Did you see a final on that one yet, Troy?
39-16, Ashland.
39-16. So Ashland Greenwood, the number two team in the state in C1, taking on Auburn next Friday night. I believe that'll be at Ashland Greenwood, if I'm served correctly.
Yep.
So that is going to wrap it up here. Mount City finishes the year 4-6. East Atchison now get even their season at 5-5 with another game next week at Rockport against the Blue Jays. Our thanks to the folks here at Mount City for the fine hospitality as always. Jake Shipman, the principal athletic director, takes care of us. Superintendent Corey Miles always makes sure things are going well and we're not getting out of line, which, you know, sometimes can be a handful.
I think he's checking on you.
I know.
Maybe your wife.
I know. Sure. So thanks to the folks here at Mound City, and we'll be back here in about 3 or 4 weeks for the Mount City Invitational Basketball Tournament to kick off the basketball season. But more football to come. That's going to wrap it up tonight for Troy Nelson. I'm John Nixon from Zaglinski Field in Mound City. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 41. Southeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 60. Storms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. Cloudy skies. Storms likely. Sunday and Monday, 68. Sunday, 65. Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell him, takes no more, she practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him, can't find a better man. She dreams in colors, she dreams in red, can't find a better man.